KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, July 6th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The World Cup continues as the United States will take on Belgium tonight, 7 p.m. on Fox. U.S. will look to make history when they take on the ninth-ranked Belgium team for a spot in the World Cup quarterfinals. A victory tonight in Seattle would give the 17th-ranked Americans back-to-back World Cup knockout wins for the first time ever. Also tonight, Spain takes on Portugal, and that's at 2 o'clock on Fox. Yesterday, England knocked out Mexico in Mexico 3-2. Norway also knocked out Brazil 2-1. Also over the weekend, Morocco shut out Canada 3-0, and France advanced with a 1-0 win over Paraguay. Also yesterday, in an unprecedented move, FIFA has lifted the red card suspension of U.S. star forward Florian Bolligan, making him eligible for tonight's match against Belgium. The decision came after Donald Trump personally called FIFA President Gianni Infantino to request a review of the penalty. A Bolligan, who led the U.S. with 3 goals so far in the tournament, was ejected on Wednesday during a match against Bosnia. FIFA's ruling marks the first time since 1962 that a World Cup red card did not result in an automatic suspension, drawing strong praise from U.S. officials, but triggering outrage and allegations of unfair play from the Belgian team. 4-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka is through to her first career Wimbledon quarterfinal as she knocked out top-ranked Arina Sabalenka in straight sets yesterday 6-2, 7-6, and marks Osaka's first victory over a number one player since 2019. In other Wimbledon action over the weekend, American Coco Gauff would rally to take out Belinda Bencic, advancing to the Wimbledon quarterfinals for the first time. Meanwhile, on the men's side, Novak Djokovic broke Roger Federer's record for the most match victories at Wimbledon, securing his 106th win all time as he defeated Roman Soffolin. Chris Goddard fired a 9-under par 62 yesterday to erase a 5-shot deficit. Goddard would win the John Deere Classic on Sunday. He finished a 20-under for the tournament. It's his 4th PGA Tour title in the last 12 months. Now moves Goddard up to number 7 in the world golf rankings. He avoided a playoff with runner-up Ben Coles as Coles hit his approach shot into the water on the 18th hole. He would finish with a double bogey. Max Homa finished with a final round 64. He finished alone in second place. And Chase Briscoe would hold off his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate to Christopher Bell yesterday to win the NASCAR Cup Series race last night in the sports return to the Chicagoland Speedway. Briscoe earned his first win of the season and his 6th Cup Series win of his career. Coming up this week, it's the Cup Series heading to Echo Park Speedway in Hampton, Georgia, coming up on Sunday. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday morning, July 6th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.